Welcome to Impact, the Conservation Photography Podcast. I'm your host, Jamie Heimbuch. And if you are a visual storyteller with a love for all things wild, then you're in the right place. From conservation to creativity, from business to marketing, and everything in between, this podcast is for you, the conservation visual storyteller who is ready to make an impact. Let's dive in. Hey there, and welcome to this quick tip episode. So the other day, I was in a coaching call with my Conservation Photography 101 students, and one of the students had submitted a portfolio of images that he wanted to send off to an editor and was like, just rip into this. I really only want to send my best work, and I'm having trouble really deciding which of these images to pull out and which to leave in. So dig in, help me figure out what should come out of this portfolio so that only the best images are going to this editor. So I started to dig in using my usual system, which is to look at batches of similar images and select just the best one and pull whatever similars are weakest. Because usually that's what happens. You end up pulling together a portfolio of images that are what you feel are mostly your best images, and you know that there's still some thinning that has to happen. Usually it's because there are a few, like two or three or sometimes even five images that are all kind of variations of the same thing. And you just can't figure out, okay, which among these is the one strongest images and which do I leave out? So I really like to start there when I'm thinning out a portfolio and narrowing it down to just the best. Where are the batches of similar images? Which one of those is the strongest? And then just get rid of the rest that are kind of the same thing. So here I am kind of going through that system, talking with the students about why I'm choosing what and the pros and cons of different images so that we can choose the one best one from each series of similars. And then at the end of that, one of the students on the call piped up with a tactic that they take that I thought was really brilliant. So she said, you know, I also really struggle with figuring out what to take out of a portfolio. Having a big batch of images, like in my wide edit, can be really daunting because I'm just not sure what comes out, what stays in. It can feel overwhelming to me. So she says, here's what I do instead. Instead of removing images, I actually add in images. So I'll start with the five best images in that portfolio, the five obvious ones that I know I want to keep. And then I'll look and say, okay, well, are there five more that I would also want to add in? What are the next five best that are from this portfolio that I think are really strong? And I thought that that is such a great way to think about narrowing down images. You already have a folder of your wide edit. So all of these images that you might want to be choosing from to select just the best ones for whatever purpose that portfolio is going to serve. And then instead of pulling images out of that folder, what you could do is create a second folder that's maybe your tight edit folder, or you can label it whatever you want, your final edit folder. And you pull from that wide edit the five obvious keepers. Pull those from your wide edit into this tighter edit or copy them over, whatever feels right for your workflow. And then look at what's left in that wide edit and say, okay, well, now what are maybe five others that seem like the obvious best from this bunch? I'm going to pull those into my tight edit folder. And from there, you can think, okay, are there any more? I've already got 10 of the strongest, most obviously strong images from the batch. Do I need more? If the answer is yes, then maybe what are the next three? Maybe two or three from this folder of the wide edit that are still strong enough to be pulled into that tight edit. And at that point, you can start to say, okay, do I have enough? Are these definitely the strongest? Are there any really unique or interesting images that I'm leaving behind? And you can keep repeating this process until you have narrowed down that tight edit. And I think that this is a really interesting way to look at it because now you're going to have two separate folders, your tight edit and whatever's left in your wide edit. And I think it's going to be really easy to see why those images were left behind when you've got this really clear separation between the obvious strongest and then the obviously not as strong. Now, I was really excited that this student offered up their perspective on how they kind of move through that workflow of narrowing down from a wide edit to a tight edit, because it offers an alternative. And so you can look at two different strategies and you can think, okay, well, the way that my brain works, this strategy works better than that one for me. So I'm going to go with that. So I really like to narrow down based on what are the similars and pull out any that look kind of the same. And I want to just keep the one strongest from each of those kind of batches of similars that inevitably end up in portfolios. But it might work best for you that instead of pulling out from a portfolio, you create a fresh kind of blank slate and start adding into your final portfolio from that wide edit. Ultimately, it's the same outcome. It's just two different approaches. And depending on what it feels like for you to go through that editing process, now you have a new tool in your toolkit for how to approach that. Just absolutely love it. Now, if you want to hear more about my workflow from start to finish on editing a portfolio of images in 5 steps, you can head to episode 3. I'm going to link to it in the show notes, or you can go to jamieh.com/3, just the number 3, and that'll get you to episode 3, which is how to make a polished conservation photography portfolio in 5 steps. And actually, with that episode, I do have a freebie download of the worksheet that you can use and have next to you as you go through this 5-step portfolio editing worksheet. Of course, be sure to update it with this particular tip from one of my Conservation Photography 101 students. So you can either pull out from your wide edit or create a new folder and pull in from your wide edit. Just love that strategy. All right, thanks so much for listening to this quick tip episode. I hope that you found it super helpful and it's something that you're excited to try out and implement in your own photography workflow. Now, if you want to make sure and get all the quick tip episodes and never miss a single one, just be sure to subscribe to this podcast. I won't necessarily always tell everyone that one of these new episodes is live, so if you want to make sure that you don't miss a single one, please hit pause and make sure to hit the subscribe button. That'll make sure that you never miss a single one of these episodes. All right, I can't wait to talk to you again next week. Thank you so much for listening to the very end of this episode, and I want to give you a reward for the attention and the dedication that you just showed. I have made something extra special for you. It is a 45-second quiz that reveals your unique personality as a visual storyteller. See, as photographers and filmmakers, we all have our own unique creative strengths as well as some weaknesses to be aware of. And this quiz will not only reveal your creative super strengths, but also provide you with a customized action plan to put those strengths into action. You can head to jamieh.com/quiz to find out your unique storyteller personality. That's jamieh.com/quiz. I hope that you have so much fun learning about the unique personality that you bring to your storytelling.